story short, he got out there and just out pranced Salem, you know. And he won the decision, just outpointed him.
Yeah.
And of course, prior to that fight, why, you couldn't, there was the big time gamblers there and you couldn't get a bet. They was offering 50-1 that he wouldn't go one round, you know. And anyhow, he decisioned and then went on to the national finals in Chicago. But that boy was something else. He was, well, he later went on and decided to turn pro, but he wouldn't train, see. And he actually fought a four-round exhibition with Otto Goodhart that went 15 rounds with Joe Lewis, and won. Joe Lewis just beat him, you know, in a 15-round decision when he was in his prime. And this LaBouche boy fought him in a four-round preliminary in Baltimore and knocked him out in the third round. And he was great.
Good fighter, huh? Now, you used to have in cars, you used to have, inside the tire, you had an
inner tube.
Yeah. They don't have those anymore, do they?
Well, some cars do. And, of course, I can remember some good cars in my time that had a solid rubber wheel. Didn't have an inner tube.
Really? That must have been some...
That's fact.
Rocky ride.
It was. In other words, they just had a solid piece of rubber, you know. And now that was mostly on trucks, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a first cousin that that was killed by one of those trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a... Kids used to play along the road, and when you would see a one-eyed car, in other words, a car with only one headlight...
One-eyed car?
You would... say spit and turn around three times, and that was supposed to bring you good luck, you know. And just, you know, I had this little thing and little hang-ups, and she was a little, well, that's a lot of things that you hadn't heard of back in them days. We used to take and put salt in the window with matchsticks, cross matchsticks, and that was supposed to make it stop raining, see. And a lot of times it did. But just by accident, you know. Yeah. Wouldn't believe that. Anyhow, this little girl had, it was three of them, come from the store just about dusk. This car come along, and in the course of her turning the three circles, you know, she ventured out in the dirt road. Well, the car hit her, and it, this solid rubber tire passed over the top of her head. Of course, she was dead instantly, you know, but just one of those things. They had, not a lot of those solid rubber tires, you know, but the same way with the bicycle. You used to stick the bicycle tires on with gaskets you like, see?
Yeah.
And so you couldn't ride your bicycle through water, mud puddles, you know. Otherwise your tire would come off.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you've been part of this occasionally. You just built a boat, you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to...
Launch it.
Launch it.
Yeah,
I bet y'all
had
some
nice. Yeah,
beer.
Nice. Brought a bottle of home brew over.
Some
water? Well, it was customary, you know, to break champagne.
Yeah.
But anytime people back then, they made a lot of what they call home brew.
Yeah.
You know, some malt liquor. They just take bust a bottle of home brew over it, and that, you just felt just like you was an aristocrat breaking your champagne, see?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter whether it was a bateau or a skiff or what, you'd bust a bottle of brew, home brew.
Okay. All right. If somebody said, what about the different types of names you'd have for different types of